Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios at WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Monday, Veterans Day. Obviously, we send our best, and we thank all those for their service on this Veterans Day. Everyone should be cognizant of all those who gave in any way, whether it was service or more than that, on this very special day. A holiday, but a day that obviously has a far deeper meaning than that. All right, we begin with the aftermath of the battle in New York. So did one team completely embarrass the other? No. Is there repercussions for the victory? Yes. I think it takes gaze off the griddle a little bit. It takes the heat down around him. It'll allow him to go and show what he can do with the rest of this season, starting at Washington this week, followed through a soft schedule that has the Raiders, the Bengals, the Dolphins. Yeah, there's a Thursday night against the Ravens. The Steelers are playing better, and the Bills won't be easy. But for the next 4 weeks, they play winnable games at Washington, Raiders, at Bengals, Dolphins. Those are where the Jets have got to get their wins and show that they have some life after yesterday's win. For the Giants, it's just more of the same, and it has thrown them into a new low. It really has. That is an awful performance yesterday, losing to a team like the Jets, allowing the Jets to come out and dictate the game early as they did, get things rolling as they did. The Giants did battle back, yes. And then again, some stuff at the end of the game where we saw some decision-making that, again, just made no sense at the end of the game. And then we saw Gaze do a couple things with challenges that just completely made no sense. But those didn't come back to haunt them. The time management at the end of the game was ridiculous. The fact that the Giants, well, there's so many things to get into. I will get into all of them. And then I watch as the head coach after the game says they're on the right path. Well, if that's the right path, I give up. I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, we're playing young players. Great. We had problems on the offensive line. They had their offensive line intact every game until yesterday. Every game. That's teams that have lost most of their offensive line. They had their offensive line intact the whole season until this game. And yesterday, yes, they had to reach deep on the offensive line. They did a terrible job helping the guys, too. Did a terrible job in that regard. And let me simply say, if you are going to use, and it's not a move I would recommend, but if you're going to use your three timeouts that early, then you understand there is no play but to go on fourth down. The idea, well, we punt the ball because we got a chance they could fumble it. You have a better chance on fourth down of getting a holding call, which we see all the time all over the league, a defensive holding call, or a pass interference call, or a rough and a passer call. Any one of those possibilities is a much better chance of that happening. And then, of course, the 10% completion that, you know, you got about a 10% chance to complete the play when you're talking about that distance and on fourth down. Still much better than punting the ball back to a team when you have no timeouts and there's only a little more than 2 minutes left. You're not going to get the ball back. You got the ball back with 18 seconds left after the exchange. I mean, that's basically it. I mean, it's ridiculous. It was worthless. Punting the ball back made no sense after you used your timeouts the way it did. But again, just the thought that goes into this stuff, you really have to wonder about. And frankly, when you look, you can see players on both teams that you can build around. Right now, I would say you can build around both quarterbacks. Now, neither one is, I'm not saying either one's going to Hall of Fame, but they're both going to be starters in this league. I don't think there's any question about that. I think that Sam is. I think that Jones is. They have things they have to work out. They have things they have to get better at. But they both show the promise that they can be longtime signal callers in this league. I don't think there's any question about that. There are other players, obviously, to highlight. But I want to spend a minute on the two backs. Because here's what I'll say about this game, which was kind of built as this duel between the two backs. Bell's done a good job this year of not complaining, of being thrown into this total mess and not saying anything behind this inept offensive line, these terrible game plans, games where the running back becomes less of a feature, and all the different things. But I come to a conclusion yesterday after watching them both play that if either one of them is not hurt, we have a problem. I'm going to figure Bell's banged up because I understand how Bell likes to run. I understand about his patience. I understand how he likes to set things up, and I understand how he likes to slow play things. I understand all of his MO. But there is never any acceleration. Zero. There is no explosiveness, no acceleration, no tackles broken. And then you have in Barkley, and I know people saying, well, you know, look, he doesn't get a chance to run. He didn't get a chance to run last year. And still, he was brilliant. He was explosive. He changed direction. He broke tackles. Now, doesn't break tackles, doesn't change direction, isn't explosive. He's got to be hurt. If he's not hurt, what the heck went on here? Forget the blitz issue, which is a bigger issue. He doesn't pick up the blitz well. We know that. I've said that to you in recent weeks. It's become more of a problem. Yesterday, you saw that people just go right through him. But he doesn't look like the same player. There's no explosiveness out of either one of these backs. Listen, I'm not saying they have a lot of holes to run through, but they're not breaking tackles. They're not doing anything. They give up right away. I mean, Barkley yesterday, 13 carries for one net yard. Bell, 18 carries for 34 yards. His long was 4. Barkley's long is 3. It has reached absurd with these two. And I'm telling you, and it's, yes, I'm not saying the blocking's good. What I'm saying is that what was there in Barkley is not there. And in Bell, I haven't seen an explosiveness all year. I mean, when Powell's in there, I see more explosiveness. Now, the best player on the field yesterday was Adams. You know, I've been hard on Adams, and what I had said was, hey, go win a game. Well, he did. Let your play do the talking. He did. That's how Adams is going to get where he wants to go. That's how he's going to get to be all pro. That's how he's going to get everything he wants and lead his team. Take your team there. Take them. Drive your team there. Do it on the field. Let your play do the talking. That was exceptional yesterday. He was brilliant. He was the best player on the field. That's how you make a difference. That's how you separate yourself with that kind of play. Let others talk about your play. There's nothing wrong with being confident, but stop trying to separate yourself from a bad team and a bad group and say, hey, this is not me. You know, hey, go out and lead like that. And he did that yesterday. And they just came out and they moved the ball crisply. They had an idea what they wanted to do on defense. They had an idea what they wanted to do on offense. They got away from it a little bit. The Giants made some big plays in the pass game. The Jets still have, I mean, they're brutal in how they mess things up with their penalties, their coverage, their corners are dreadful. Their offensive line is awful. All the things that we know about them and clearly was the case again yesterday. And for the Giants, some of the same problems that we've seen rear their ugly heads again did at different times. But when the Giants got ahead, the Jets came back. And they drove the ball when they had to, and they made the plays when they had to. And that's why they got to smile while the Giants fell deeper into a bigger abyss. I don't know where Gaze is headed. Let's see what the rest of the season looks like. I will be, unless the Giants lose them all, and I don't think they will, because they have back-to-back games against the Dolphins and the Redskins. If they don't lose them all, I think that the owners will want there to be continuity. They will want Jones to be, they'll talk about the youth. They'll talk about how they made strides. They'll give you a bunch of nonsense, which they've been giving you for 2 years here. Gettleman, Sherman giving you a bunch of garbage, how they're improving. They're not improving. They're terrible. They're terrible in every part of the game. They're terrible. Does the quarterback show some promise in his throwing? Yes. Have you seen a couple players that you can build around? Yeah, there's some players there. But everybody has players. Go turn on any team in the league. They all got players. They're at the bottom of the league right now. Both these teams are. There's only one way to go, and that's up. And the Giants went in yesterday against a team that was actually considered to be worse than they were, and they lost. So they took another step back yesterday. There's nothing to build on yesterday. You don't build on more losses and more terrible play and dumb decisions. That's not how you build. You build by winning. Their personnel decisions don't make any sense. And yeah, they had some offensive lines, and the first one they used as an excuse, they didn't have their offensive lines. No, hey, everybody has injuries all the time. You got to overcome it. When you put a kid in who's never played before, you got to give him some help. Not once in a while, all the time. So, I don't think there's any vindication for the Jets. I think it does take some pressure off the head coach. Lets them go about his business this week and see if they can string together a couple of wins. See if they can get Sam settled down. It was a good day for Sam. Wasn't a great day, it was a good day. When you win, it's a good day. Because that's what it's about. So they get a little time off from the beating that has been coming their way day after day after day. And now the Giants get that heaped on them as they hit a bye. And it's about, and you want to see if this Giant thing starts to come apart. And see if they can somehow keep this thing together there. And, you know, the next couple of games are not easy for the Giants. They're going to play the Bears, who are desperate. They're going to play the Packers, who are good. They're going to play the Eagles, who are hungry, the next three games. And they're going to see the Eagles twice. And the Eagles need to beat the Giants to go to the playoffs. And I think they won't have any problem with that. So they're going to see the Eagles twice, and the Bears, and the Packers. But they'll also see the Dolphins and the Redskins, so there's a couple of dates there where they can get a win, because they need a win. I don't think Schumer has to do a lot to keep his job this year, because I don't think they want to change again. I don't think they want to I think they want some continuity. Do I think he's the answer? No. Do I think you're going to end up making a change after next year? Yes. But I think they're going to give him next year. Unless they lose them all, and I don't think they will. But they need so much help. They have so much work to do. It's not like you look at that team and say, wow, you know, this is a team that, you know, you can see where it's going to be a great team in 2 years. No, I don't see that. I see a young quarterback who's got potential. I see a great young back who's already in now into a nightmarish season, who has lost confidence. And, you know, right now for him, I don't think he knows which end is up. But he'll find it because he's got great ability. He'll get everything back. But right now he's going through a really tough time. That's what happens when you're in the middle of it on a really bad team. And let's be honest, these are bad teams. And yesterday, the Giants were the lesser of the two bad teams. And that makes it a very tough time around Giant camp and around the Giants right now. Do I think anything rash is going to happen right now? No, I don't. I don't. But the only answer for this is to stop losing. And I know they continue to say, well, you know, we just have to play better. Well, if it's that easy, how come you can't do it? I understand they've had some injuries. I understand Ingram wasn't there yesterday. I understand they're missing offensive line, but that's the way this league works. That's the way this league operates. You know, you're never healthy in this league. Never. But there's no excuse for being this bad. And the Giants, they've now hit a new low. They keep finding new lows. And yes, the Giants, the once proud Giants, have now lost to the 1-7 Jets. Now 2-7 Jets. So the Giants went in against a Jet team that was completely lost and threw them a life raft. So now you have two lost teams. Now they each have two wins. What a thrill. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.